This goes to Dr. Saxena, fax 989-817-4602, and Dr. Patrick McLaughlin, M like Mary C, capital L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N like November, fax 248-465-5471. Regarding Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Gump, G like golf, U, M like Mary, P like Paul. Date of birth 6/29 of 1947. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Gump with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. His last visit was March 10th of this year. He did see a pulmonologist. They did order a sleep study. He tried to use a BiPAP, but was unable to keep it on. He just kept pulling it off his face at night, so they took the device away. But he does use oxygen at night, and he does not need it during the day, according to the pulmonologist. He is residing at Ithaca Adult Foster Care Home since October 31st of 2024, and he seems to be doing well. He has been taking baking soda, hopefully for prevention of kidney stones. Generally, it's a half to a quarter teaspoon twice a day. And he tolerates that well and doesn't complain about the taste. He did have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast April 19th of 2025. He does have 5 non-obstructing right renal calculi in the pelvis, and the largest was 2.1 by 2.1 centimeters. He has no pain in his abdomen or back, and he also has an ileostomy. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have Asperger's syndrome, and he is here with his sister, but he's very cooperative and pleasant and slightly hard of hearing today. And the sister reports that the swelling in his lower extremities seems to be better. Physical or medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, metoprolol 25 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day. It's S-O-L-I-F like Frank, E, N like November, A-C-I-N, 10 milligram once a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 223 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 86, blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 124 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, ileostomy patent. Extremities, he has a trace of edema, right lower extremity, and 1+ edema, left lower extremity. And he is off the blood thinners for his pulmonary embolism 6 months ago. The pulmonologist has released him from the need to take those anymore. In labs, studies, they were most recently done 9/3/2025. Creatinine is stable at 2.21, estimated GFR is 30, albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.6, sodium 139, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide mildly elevated at 31, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels, but they are stable, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension, well-controlled, all routine medications will be continued. 3, history of kidney stones with 5 current stones in the right renal pelvis, no current pain, no signs that they are moving. He will continue the baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon once a day. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months, and labs will be checked every 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.